WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Welcome back here to WTUZ's Tusk Talk series. And with me today is Tuscarawas County Auditor Larry Lindberg. And we're going to be talking about what his office does. And first of all, thanks so much for coming in and joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And to get started with, tell me a little bit about your office. Since an auditor to me is someone who does a lot of numbers and for the county.
Well, for the most part, that's correct. The auditor term sometimes confuses the residents. Think of it like an IRS auditor or somebody that's looking at things that way. And actually, the auditor is the chief fiscal officer for Tuscarawas County. And what that means is we write all the checks on behalf of all county departments, including payroll checks.
Oh, okay.
So we've got a payroll every 2 weeks of about 750 people we're processing. We keep track of all the county's money. We have different funds or buckets, I'll call them, where we keep the money separate because they can only be used for certain purposes. The chief fiscal officer is one item. Another item, which I'm probably widely known for, is I'm also the assessor of real estate property in the county. The value of your property is what determines how much somebody pays in tax. So that goes on as well. We keep track of the property transfers, track of the exempt properties. We're also the issuer of dog licenses. We also issue vendor's licenses for any new vendor in the county. So never a dull day. We try to treat everybody equally. That's my main goal. You may not always agree with us, but hopefully we're treating you fairly.
I mean, that's a lot of responsibility. What kind of staff do you have?
We've got about 20 employees on a regular basis. That includes the our fiscal staff that writes the checks and keeps track of the money, as well as our appraisal office that comes up with the values for the property, as well as our GIS or Geographic Information System, the map office, where we keep track of every time there's a new survey or a property transfers. We keep track of the new boundaries and where all it goes. In addition to real estate, we also have a manufactured home tax that we keep track of. There, it's a little different, treated exactly the same, but sometimes problems arise with us because they are mobile and they can move from one location to another. We're not always aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with all those working parts and a lot of the description that you said, it almost sounds like you do have to work closely with not only the county commissioners, but other entities throughout Tuscarawas County.
Oh, absolutely. The auditor also sits on the County Budget Commission. When you talk about all the entities in Tuscarawas County, we monitor everybody's budget, whether it's a school district, a municipality, a township. They have different filing requirements with us. Talking about the commissioners, soon we will be coming upon budget time for 2021, which is going to be a big challenge for next year with them. The commissioners are solely responsible for the budgets are appropriating for the majority of county departments. We work closely together on estimating numbers that are going to come in and try to help them out as much as I can with the budgets.
And speaking of budgets, it's probably too early to talk about this, but what kind of loss has the county seen given the pandemic that's been happening over peak tourism season?
We're still learning every month. And as an example, a couple big areas which the county revenues have had losses on. Investment income, that's affecting everybody. The money that our treasurer had anticipated this year is way down. Another area which was a recent challenge for us is the casino tax receipts. As the casinos shut down, the revenue is almost non-existent for a three-month period. I just received a very recent notification that casino revenues for the month of July are above last July. So people are coming back out again and spending.
In terms of money and end of it last year. They passed the gas tax and everyone was excited for that. But then again, COVID hit, no one was really traveling. So I bet that there was a big impact on that as well. That will translate to next year and the road budget.
Mm-hmm. And we hear that from a lot of subdivisions, and also our county engineer relies heavily on the gas tax. And as people were not traveling for a period of time, the gas tax revenues have been down. It's hit everybody. Of course, I guess on the other side, fortunate for some of our budgets, the price of gasoline is also down from that.
And speaking of taxes still, we do have that sales tax that's still on that went for the new 911 operating system that is now in place, but that's going to be dropping off here soon.
It was set for a two-year period. That 2 years is expiring the end of September. So October 1st, the sales tax rate will drop by 0.5%. The money has been dedicated towards the funding of 911 communications equipment. We had anticipated that the tax would bring in enough to fund the purchase of new equipment as well as the operating fees for that equipment for the next 10-year period. There's a lag time between the time that the tax is collected and that we receive it as a county from the Ohio Department of Tax.
All right. Anything else that you want to mention coming out of the auditor's office?
I think we've covered a good bit. I don't want to bore everybody too much. It's the bean counter type thing that don't get a lot of interest, but county finances are of interest, I think, to all the residents of Tuscarawas County. It affects us all, and I believe the county has been good stewards of the taxpayers' money.
Well, once again, Auditor Larry Lindbergh for Tuscarawas County joining us here on Tusk Talks. Don't forget, all of our podcasts can be found at WTUZ.com. I'm your host, Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.